Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now?
Rebel Radio. Burn it down!
Rebel Radio presents the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, then he's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my...
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Got to be you, my name is Mike, UK Tom, the gang's all here. What's going on, fellas?
Exactly like that.
Boom, just like that. That's how you start a show.
How's everyone doing today?
Oh, not bad.
Yes, fucking spiffy.
Just got my pump.
Throwing a spiffy in here.
Yeah, which tells me things weren't so spiffy.
Yeah.
You got a Pepsi with you right now? Are you good?
Yeah, motherfucker, I don't.
Okay. Now we know what's going on.
You want to go run and get a Pepsi? Make sure you're okay.
Well, let's be clear. I'm not going to run anywhere. But now I'm good.
All right. Tom's going to be a warrior on today's episode and just power through without a Pepsi Cola. And God bless him. I'm sitting over here. I don't got chicken fingers. I got nothing.
Well,
so
my lack of Pepsi could mean a very interesting podcast.
Nice.
All right.
Someone's getting called to come.
Scott, yeah. No, I'm kidding.
We got a few things on the docket here today. We do want to get into last week's SmackDown. We all watched it at different times in our lives, whether it was Friday night, Saturday morning, or with Mike when he watches the 90-second recap throughout his weekend. But we saw the return of the Red Dragon, Ilya Dragunov.
What the fuck did he do to his throat?
He wanted to be a champion.
Fucking idiot. Like, I love tattoos. I really like tattoos. Like, Mike, you have a lot of tattoos. I'm always interested when you get new ones and I want to see them. Love people's tattoos. I don't know what it is. You put it on the throat, I instantly think you're a cunt. There you go, Mike.
Boom. Noted. Don't put a neck tattoo on my body.
But
handle.
Cody's is stupid because it's stupid. Like, who tattoos their own logo on themselves, let alone on their neck? I just thought Ilya's looked really bad.
It looked faded already. I don't know a lot about
it. What
tattoos.
The fuck is it supposed to be?
I think it's a dragon.
Now, if you were smart,
I thought it was a spider.
You would have got a cock sword right on your chest.
But literally, I thought it was a spider web. And then I'm like, what the fuck's that got to do with anything?
You know what? I'll get some images up here.
You guys
talk amongst yourselves.
It looks to me like it's been there for at least a year. It looks a little bit faded. So it's really hard to tell on television. But your boy Tom is very upset about this neck tattoo.
But I am very happy. I'm very happy he's back.
He's back and he's jacked.
But he does need to wrestle in a turtleneck from now on.
he's your new United States champion. That's right. Ilya Dragunov came out, answered Sami Zayn's United States Championship open challenge, even though Nick Aldis had said, "And we're not doing that this week."
Yeah, fuck you, Nick.
Sami comes out, the fighting champion that he is and has always been, says, fuck, let's do you. This. We get the return of Ilya Dragunov. We get possibly the TV match of the year. Like, this match ruled.
This was awesome. I've got to say it. And I mean, longtime listeners know my thoughts on Sami Zayn, but his US title run was fucking fantastic.
Fuck Sami Zayn.
It was banger after banger after banger. I think they should keep the US Open Challenge every week. Just keep fucking doing it.
I'm not against that, but I would like to see more of a storyline coming with this. And
the story is there's a different challenger every week. There you go.
Yeah, we just did that, though. Now we're just going to do that to another guy?
We'll just keep doing it. Keep giving him 20 minutes.
I don't mind that in the aspect of it being like a fighting champion and a TV champion. I do like that. I wouldn't mind something a little bit different right now. I just don't know who goes up against Dragunov that Dragunov can get sympathy on himself and retain that championship and keep the crowd behind him. Outside of like the fantastic ring work, which will get the crowd behind him throughout the match, but will the crowd pop when he comes out for every appearance, every match?
I think it'll be an EO situation where not really, and then by the time the match is over, the crowd's going nuts.
I think they got to change his entrance music.
They give him back his original entrance music. They're doing that for a lot of people anyway.
Yeah. That's a good call. Good call.
But I want to see Ilya and Sami in a rematch, and I want it to be 2 out of 3 falls or an Iron Man or something.
Love that.
That would be great. Give them 60 minutes. Just, I want to see what they can do. Although I think if Ilya tries to go 60 minutes, he'll probably die with the beating that man takes.
Good.
Or he will murder somebody else.
Or he'll murder somebody.
Mike gets his dream.
And like, I was surprised that people were surprised that he came back as jacked as he is. Because if you follow like anything to do with Ilya on social media, it's just him doing fucking crazy workouts that would kill me in about half a second.
I mean, I don't follow him, so I was definitely surprised. And like,
doing like fucking upside down backward push-up things in a fucking pool.
So we've got this return. He looks awesome. Awesome wrestler, has banger matches, always has had great matches, even when he was the NXT UK champion. Great matches. He dethroned Walter back in the day. On the main roster, fantasy booking, let's say the next 3-4 years, maybe 5. Do you ever see Ilya Dragunov being the world champion, the WWE champion?
In the next 5 years? No.
Do you think it ever happens on the main roster?
Yes.
Am very slightly in agreement, just because his matches are so good. They have people talking.
I think he gets a very short run with the title.
I wouldn't hate that at all.
He's also a lot younger than people realize, which is why I said in the next 5 years, no.
How old is he?
I don't remember, but let me know. But it's younger than a lot of people think.
I shouldn't have asked. Mike, you got some images there? What's that neck tattoo looking like?
It's a dragon. It is nice. A dragon.
Yeah.
It's younger than me.
It's faded though, right? Like, it's just the outline.
It looks more like a fine line tattoo. They're all the rage here. Why don't you fucking man up, get some lines that people can see. Hell of a match.
He is 32.
For Mike, for you, is Dragunov a wrestler that you're like, yeah, I want to tune in to see his next match and the next match?
Yeah, you'd love to see his work, but I don't think he's going to be a giant fucking star in this company. It sucks because, like, you look at it too, it's like he'd probably kill on the other promotion.
Ooh, match I want to see that I just thought of.
Go on.
Yeah. Ilya Dragunov versus Jacob Fatu.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
When Fatu's back.
After he gets his gums all fixed up.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Wearing that grill like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, it.
At least his didn't come out like Jey Uso's and Punk picked it up.
Sorry, I cut you off there. How old is Dragunov?
32.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I think it's just his face. People think he's always a lot.
If they run back Ilya and Gunther on the main roster, there's a shot he can become a somebody.
At WrestleMania.
Love to sure. see that.
Yeah, like in... I mean, Gunther's got to start fucking wrestling again, like proper wrestling.
Well, is Gunther going to come back a little sooner? I don't know where he is or what he's doing, but with the injury to Seth Rollins, you're kind of without a real top heel on Raw.
I think it depends how his face is healing. He had I can't think of the word.
Orbital?
It was either orbital or nose.
Rhinoplasty?
Not, it might have been rhinoplasty. No, he had something done to his face that wasn't like a facelift.
Okay, so just fixing his face. I get it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that popped in my head when I heard that Seth was going to be out for a while is who's that next person? If Brock isn't in the mix or in the plans for anything, you need that top heel again.
Is that not where they're going to try and push Breaker?
I mean, sure. Absolutely.
I don't know if it'll work, but they...
That's where I'm worried, right? I'm worried that he's not the guy.
I think they'd be silly not to try.
They need to do more to turn him heel, though. He's got to stop the dumb barking thing.
I fucking hate that barking. I hate it.
Yeah. Tom hates the barking.
It's not going anywhere.
I know, but I hate it.
The head click thing is bothering me. I don't like that at all. It's a heel thing. It's just, it looks dumb.
It's cocaine.
Cocaine. Yeah, that's true. But I just wanted to get everyone's thoughts on Dragunov's return, the shocking victory over Sami Zayn to win the United States Championship in his return match. Dude's coming out looking jacked with a dragon tattoo on his neck.
That reminds me.
I will say that 75% of the men's singles titles holders have neck tattoos. So I think neck tattoos equal championships.
You know what I think neck tattoos equal. I'm not saying it again. But
there's something there. There's something there. And there's a good chance that CM Punk might be a world champion. And I think he's got a neck tattoo.
I think he does too.
Cut up behind his ear, I think. So
you know, only person who has a new neck tattoo and I don't immediately hate it. And that is Dominic Mysterio's.
Why don't you hate that one? That one's like right in the middle.
And I think it's black. The rest of his tattoos are so shit that this one kind of fits.
Yeah, he's got bad tattoos. Some of them are bad.
Some of those are like that big red like blotch that he's got on one arm. I'm like, what are you doing?
He's a kid.
You remember I text you on Friday saying, shit, I seen a spoiler.
Yeah, what was that?
I didn't see a spoiler. Well, I kind of did. I saw Miz answering Sami Zayn's challenge.
Ilya was legitimately a shock for you Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Like
my cereal nearly went up in the air.
What kind of cereal?
Yeah, what are we talking?
I forget what it's called, but it's the little gold balls.
Corn pops?
No, maybe. I don't know.
Like, what the fuck do you mean you don't
this
know?
This is pretty crucial information.
You grabbed the box.
I know you probably bought it. I know what the box looks like. I don't read what it fucking says. I don't know what it's called.
Pops are huge on it.
Big red letters.
The fonts are incredibly large.
No, it's white letters.
White letters?
I'm going to the store tomorrow. I'll send you a picture.
Perfect. All right. We'll do an update on the socials because...
Comment what you think the cereal was that Tom was eating whilst watching SmackDown. I have a strong suspicion it was Corn Pops.
Yeah.
It
probably is.
Go ahead.
What do you say?
Do you drink the milk after?
Fucking right.
Of course you do.
If you don't, you get in the bin.
Exactly.
Just get in the bin, everybody. See, I
Scott,
I
sound do cool. you not drink the milk?
Cool. I sound cool, right? When I say that, that sound cool.
Scott probably doesn't drink the milk.
I don't.
Of course he doesn't.
I also don't add a ton of milk. So there's not much left afterwards.
It depends on the cereal.
I'm a Frosted Flakes guy.
Frosted Flakes don't need much milk.
Yeah. So
they need to stay crunchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what are you waiting an hour to eat your cereal?
No, I'm not.
Get the fuck out of here, soggy. You're a grown up. Finish your goddamn bowl of cereal in a reasonable time.
I usually have two bowls. But I do a splash all over. Everything gets moist from the milk, but I don't add a ton of milk. And I just do two bowls, and then there's barely anything left because I'm a fat mess. I'm going to eat it all.
I hate when we do this. It makes me so upset. Drink the fucking milk. You could probably use some milk.
If there's milk left over, I will drink it.
You just said you didn't drink the milk.
And then we both got mad about it.
There's not much left. There's not really anything left when I'm done eating a bowl. I'll tell you something. Hey, I'm going to open myself up a little bit.
One of my
things that I hate the sound of is when people dump liquids into a toilet, like soup or cereal or anything. It bothers the fuck out of me. I don't want to do that to myself. So I'm just going to eat and drink what I've got there.
What about pee?
Well, that's I can't avoid that. When I pee outside, people throw garbage at me. So
that's fair.
Yeah. But if people are dumping like soup or anything down the toilet, I fucking hate it. It drives me nuts. So, yeah.
Breaking news, guys. I know Scott was worried about it. It's not so much breaking if you've been following the internet. Santos Escobar is fine, guys. He's staying in the WWE.
Still can't take it, Cody Cutter.
No, obviously.
Just went to the PC.
I was going to say, he got to the PC, learned how to get that Cody Cutter down. Santos Escobar just all smiles after an agreement was made with WWE. So don't worry. Things will be all right. We'll just wait for his return.
Welcome back, Santos. Probably took one super cutter and they're like, yeah, welcome back. Here's your contract. Great job, Santos.
And now, one more before we get into Scott's topic, which I think, get ready to tune it out. May as well play 20 minutes. May as well play 20 minutes of dick cream ads.
No one else is bringing anything to the table, so I brought up an idea.
Hey, I've got a whole note full of fucking pop quiz questions, which would be much more interesting than what you want to talk about.
Anyway, I want to talk about AEW and their deal with Warner. As you all know, Warner is taking conversations for acquisition. If it be Paramount, Netflix, they are being shopped around. That's right. So Warner Brothers obviously has a little stake in All Elite Wrestling.
Hey, should we buy them? In My House Podcast by Warner Brothers?
I mean, the first time that ad money hits, we are offering that. But I think the bigger question is, with that, what happens to AEW if an eventual sale happens with Warner? Now, Netflix is someone who is looking to acquire.
I think if Netflix acquires AEW, you have to find a new home.
Hard market to pitch yourself.
I wonder if AEW will be able to do that.
That's the interesting part right now, because I know TNA is aggressively trying to find a new home/platform. And the president has done interviews saying our lawyers are talking with other lawyers. Like, this is going to get done sooner rather than later. But let's say TNA becomes Paramount Plus becomes a home of TNA or one of these streaming services, that means AEW can't go to that service. So I'm very curious to see what happens.
With the Fed being so involved with TNA, it's only a matter of time until they're just like, we're just buying the fucking thing.
I wish they'd hurry up and do it.
They've put a statement out saying they've got WWE and TNA. There was a joint statement out that WWE they're not interested in purchasing TNA. They're just going to keep working together because it's beneficial for NXT and TNA. Also, I don't want to move on from the subject, but I've just seen a match that was announced for Halloween Havoc on Saturday, and I'm incredibly confused.
Okay, hit us with it.
And I'm actually very interested in this because it's fucking weird.
All right.
So speaking to TNA, it's the X Division champion Leon Slater teaming with Javon Evans, and this is at Halloween Havoc on Saturday. If I didn't say that, I think I did. Versus La Parca and Mr. Iguana.
Fuck off!
I'm like a big. I'm I really like all four of these people, but like, why is this happening?
Didn't Dark State ruin their match at Bound for Glory?
Oh, fuck Dark. Who the fuck thought that was a good idea?
Tommy Dreamer.
Well, Tommy Dreamer's a fucking idiot, but you can tell that by the fact that he's got a fucking top knot when he's 50 fucking five. Fucking dick face. Yeah,
very odd, but hey, Halloween Havoc this weekend.
That looks like a fun show. Anyway, we were talking about homes for AEW.
So, Mike, like, Amazon Prime, like, or sorry, Paramount Plus, that's, what company's that? That's CBS?
Paramount, well, it's under, like, it was under Viacom, I believe. Now it's just under Paramount heading. But now Skydance, I thought, acquired Paramount. But they're obviously keeping the branding for that stuff where it is.
But they're not Warner. Warner's separate. That's a different company, right?
Completely different company, yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. Like, HBO is under Warner.
Yes.
Yeah, so they have these rights still to AEW, right? So it's either we're going to be interested in selling these off separate, which they said they would, is to sell off brands separately that they have, or you can just have the whole acquisition package. Now, biggest benefit would be to go to Netflix. If I'm Warner, I want the most eyes on whatever content we have. Both parties benefit. Yeah. Huge. Like, you're getting all the Warner Library music, plus you're getting HBO. Getting HBO crumbles things like Crave.
Yes,
it does. Crumbles things like HBO Max is just gone. That content is just going to move over to Netflix.
Who does if The Last happened. Of Us?
HBO.
HBO.
Okay.
Warner.
So let's hypothetically say that Warner does get purchased or end up joining Netflix. Mm-hmm. AEW has to find a new home.
But you're acquiring that whole thing, right? So it's up to them if they use it or not. But like, you are getting those rights.
Yeah.
Because you're paying for whatever is existing deals there.
I fully admit I don't understand how this shit works. But I'm assuming WWE put in their contract with Netflix, you can't air any other.
Oh, wrestling. I don't think if you're Netflix spending the billions you did, WWE is not signing a deal that says have all the wrestling on the promotion. Though it's a great win for WWE if they do allow that to happen still, because then they're doing the Tony Khan, like, better than Forbidden Door. We're allowing you to sit right by us.
I feel like I remember reading a tweet with a Dirt Sheet report saying that after this deal was signed with WWE and Netflix, that WWE has to sign off if they were to bring on a different wrestling brand or any type of wrestling company.
That makes sense.
I agree.
I feel like that's been in the Dirt Sheets. Reported, assumed, whatever.
You guys think we live in a world where AEW could just end up on YouTube?
I've been saying like TNA should really start exploring more of that. They have their own little like channel on Roku TVs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like TNA is being on there, but time to embrace the internet that way. You can still get your channel monetized. If you still want, you can still sell a pay-per-view.
Well, I think you can get TNA Plus on YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, so that's their service, yeah.
So for them, yeah, like embrace the tools you have, right? But obviously AEW went into in starting the promotion, they were like, we're going to have Dark and we're going to embrace the internet. And it just didn't get embraced.
Well, that brings me to my next question is, if AEW has to go to strictly streaming, if they can't find a television home, does that company survive at all at the level that they've been at?
I think
Tony Khan will keep that going forever.
I get what you're saying. There has to be, like, his dad has to be saying to him, he's like, at what point is enough, right?
Yeah, but how many billions of dollars does that guy have?
Sure, man.
Nobody likes losing.
That's it. It's still business, right? Like, he probably has people in his ear constantly going like, hey, you can't book big arenas. Also, the tickets you're selling for smaller arenas aren't making up the revenue you were once getting. Like, you have to look year to year that they're losing.
Is AEW in the red? They got it. I assume they are.
I mean, after when they started hot, where you would think they're doing it.
Yeah.
But now,
for a little while there, though, they weren't pivoting out of bigger arenas.
We talked about it many times with this
and
show.
Yeah, and many feel that they waited way too long to make that switch to smaller venues to fill it out. Yeah,
us included. But didn't Tony answer a question about that? And he was like, I can't right now. These arenas have been booked, have to be booked a year in advance.
Yeah, and absolutely. He's so right. And
they did as soon as they could. Not that I'm one to defend AEW.
I think they lost on the AT&T show too. The deal they made certain amount of numbers at the door that they did not hit. And that sucks because like you get a kickback if you at least get the people in the building, and they did not.
I wonder if they go that Dynamite and Collision are on YouTube and their pay-per-views are on Triller.
Yeah, you have too much talent on the payroll. You have, like the overhead you have there, right?
Yeah.
It's tricky. I'm with you on the financial part. Like I wish I knew more, but I don't know everyone's contract. I don't know what everyone's getting paid. It seemed like they're really throwing money at guys in the beginning. So I don't know if they've reeled that in. And you don't work a whole lot.
They don't do house shows.
Once or twice a week. If it's a pay-per-view week, it's twice.
But the modern model is like WWE does a little amount of house shows now.
Very little now. Yeah.
But I think it's good because I think we talked about like fans being priced out a few episodes ago. The average fan can't afford to go to shows.
No.
In this economic climate. Like it's crazy. We look at the tickets for like Cena's last match what WrestleMania is going to be. It's impossible to go.
I did some calculations earlier or yesterday because I was bored.
All right.
And, you know, I said that WrestleMania has come off my bucket list now and the collective is on there.
Mm-hmm.
For a decent seat at WrestleMania, not even like front row or just a decent seat, I could go to the collective 9 years in a row.
Yeah,
so
man.
Why? It's not worth it.
It's hard to say. What you say is value, though, right? Like me having been at a WrestleMania.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. I've never been. Fucking insane.
It's so good.
It's insane.
But just knowing the way I am, and I don't particularly like spending money, I could never spend what they're asking these days.
No, you could buy a brand new car for a decent ticket price for WrestleMania.
The two nights have really hindered an overall experience too. Because if you're going, you have to do both.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Almost. When,
I mean, if you did one night again, but then it's tough because the show is 6 hours long.
Yeah.
It makes for a long day of wrestling. But yeah. I agree. I think the pricing is outrageous. And that factors in, right? Like if AEW's model is just like, we're going to be on TV and then do these shows and you're going to know who these wrestlers are. I think you better put more effort in building the new stars because we haven't seen one of their stars who Scott wants to talk about in the last 9 minutes of this episode. Go ahead, Scott. Tell us about Chris Jericho.
Yeah, it's been almost a year. Like it's been most of 2025 where we haven't seen or heard of Chris Jericho on AEW television, and all the rumors are out there. I'm not breaking anything to anybody that's listening to this, that everyone thinks that the contract's up at the end of this year and he's going back to the WWE. I'm good with wherever Chris Jericho goes. Jericho was a day one guy with AEW, and I think he initially was the biggest reason why that company took off. He was the face of the company. And he did his job. He was the first champion. And I love Chris Jericho. Even when he was doing stuff that wasn't universally loved on that show and in that company, I still got a kick out of it. The thing with Chris Jericho is that I find very interesting. And that's why I wanted to bring this up, because I'm curious about people's perceptions and opinions. And Chris Jericho is always that guy that knows when something's hot and when to jump on it. And he knows when things are cooling off and maybe it's time to move on or try something else or do something else. I feel like he's one of the very few guys that has his finger on the pulse at all times and knows when it's time to you know, this run has run its course and I'm burnt out, and he takes a lot of time off. Chris Jericho did it when he was in WCW. He knew he wasn't going to get to where he needed to be, even though WCW was hot as shit. He knew he can go to WWF and be somebody there. And the debut was awesome. After that, he had to eat shit for a little while, but then he became the Chris Jericho that we all have grown to love. He stayed there, became a champion, main evented WrestleMania, won multiple championships all over the place. And then when he starts getting burnt out a little bit, he takes time off and disappears, only to have another epic comeback again. Chris Jericho's had great returns at Royal Rumbles. Chris Jericho knew when Vince had said, yeah, we're not putting in the main event WrestleMania against you and Kevin Owens, that his time was done again and coming up, because he wasn't going to get booked at that main event level the way he thought he should. He takes off, goes to New Japan, where Bullet Club and the Young Bucks and Kenny are running wild. And he goes where it's hot. And not only does he go there, he makes it better. He gets more eyes on that product. He makes people like myself be like, oh yeah, I'm going to watch Wrestle Kingdom this year because I need to see Jericho versus Omega, the Winnipeg boys, like headlining the Tokyo Dome. That's awesome. And then he's got that chance to go back to the Fed and says, no, I'm going to go check out this AEW thing. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to be the guy there. And he led that company for the first 3 years and never let his foot off the gas there. Chris Jericho is Chris Jericho, the legend, the man, the myth, the legend. Love Jericho. But there are some people that don't like that as soon as something cools off, he jumps ship and goes somewhere else. Where do you guys land on this when it comes to Jericho always being almost one step ahead and knowing where to be to maximize the opportunity and just make his career that much bigger and better?
I don't care where Jericho jumps or where he goes. As long as wherever he jumps and where he goes, he shows up to actually work. Because some of the stuff he did in AEW, he was there for the money. He was not there to... Some of those matches were awful.
Yeah.
And it's...
The gimmicks work sometimes. Nick Gage worked.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Yeah, like there, but it's just you go too long. For what? You're an attraction. Be like Edge.
So that
be like Cope. If you're Chris Jericho.
If Jericho comes back to WWE, I hope they sign him to the contract similar to Foley, what he had from like 2000 to 2010. Where he'd show up for one match a year and six TV dates to build that match. We don't need Chris Jericho every week.
You're right.
Just come in, work with a younger guy like Foley did with Edge at Mania. Most importantly, most of the time, put them over. And then disappear off to do Fozzy shit. Come back for your contract one match a year. Have fun, have a good match, do good TV, disappear again.
See, I'd like to see Jericho come back and do a 3-month program, not wrestling every week, but, you know, building the program to that big match, maybe have a return match as well, and then go off and do whatever he wants with the WWE banner behind him, because WWE's literally never been bigger. I think it helps. He would be a great ambassador. I'm really hoping we see him return at the Rumble. And then a nice surprise, Chris Jericho can help anybody that or any company that he goes to. And I know that there were some matches that just didn't hit in AEW, but there definitely were some matches that did hit. And at his age and with what he's done in this business, I think the guys are in the right to do whatever the fuck he wants.
I hope he doesn't come back in the Rumble, because for the last year, everyone's saying Jericho's coming in the Rumble. So don't do it, because then it's not a surprise.
I mean, he's coming home because this is it.
He's coming. He's good. I very much look forward to his Hall of Fame speech. I think
for sure.
He will be very, very good.
This is it. In-ring work is not going to be there forever. He's coming back to do this John Cena style goodbye, but his program will be longer and they won't celebrate it like John.
And that's absolutely fine.
John's a completely different stratosphere of a WWE superstar that has gotten this. Jericho's done things his own way, and I think he's earned a massive send-off, in my opinion. I think he's earned, when that Hall of Fame night comes, if he wants to go to the Hall of Fame, he's earned the half hour or whatever it is. He should be the headliner that night.
Agreed. Agreed.
100%.
I think he's done that for pro wrestling. Like, he didn't start a Fed guy. He started in Calgary. He's worked in Mexico and Japan. He did ECW, WCW. Like, he's been everywhere. He
did the Reaper Baron in Germany. He's one of the last to do that.
The guy's been everywhere. I'm curious to see what Chris Jericho wants to do when that career winds down when it comes to wrestling. Does he want to be an on-air character? Does he want to open a school or anything like that?
He should go to the PC.
Be great in the PC. He'd be great. He's got the mind for the business when it comes to the wrestling and the presentation, right? Like, he's another Shawn Michaels.
That was going to be my point. If he doesn't want to go to the PC to teach the wrestling, he can go there to teach be your fucking gimmick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go fix Sean's eye?
Yeah, exactly.
He's the reason Sean's eye like that. He's the reason.
I know.
Everybody out there, hit us up on the pod socials at In My House Pod. Let us know your thoughts on what you want to see from Chris Jericho if he ever comes back into the ring. We'd love to hear it. And anything else you want to talk, we talked about Dragunov. We talked about AEW's future. We'd love to hear it. Hit us up on the socials. Make sure you listen to the podcast all the way through. And most importantly, hit that share button, follow, like, and download. Fellas, it's been a fantastic show. Can't wait to do it again next week. Anything else?
Everybody go to YouTube and watch Reaper now. Do it now.
Dick Cream.
And Reaper.
Reaper's Dick Cream.
Reaper's Dick Cream. There we go.
This has been the Miles Flores Podcast. Welcome to Miles. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to Miles. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.